Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesotans are speaking out about the impact the federal government shutdown is having on their health care. Gail Larson is a health care worker and a caregiver for her family. She's concerned about the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expiring at the end of the year.
How is my family going to get the care that they need? Who is going to take care of my family? Who is going to take care of me? How has it come to this? While the rich get tax breaks, families like mine are lying awake at night, worried about what will happen to us.
State Democrats say if these tax credits expire, 200,000 Minnesotans could lose their health care benefits. Today marks the final day of the Toward Zero Deaths conference in Prior Lake. Mike Hansen from the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety says it's a valuable opportunity for experts to come together, share ideas, and collaborate on ways to enhance traffic safety across the state.
This is our 23rd annual traffic safety conference. And what we do is we bring together, well, in this year's case, almost 900 traffic safety professionals from across the state and across all kinds of different disciplines.
Hansen says the conference centers on four key pillars: engineering, enforcement, education, and emergency medical services. A Fridley man is charged with two counts of first-degree arson after allegedly firebombing a Minneapolis ice cream shop twice in less than 15 hours. Court documents say 30-year-old Formosa Ahmed Umar threw Molotov cocktails into Fletcher's Ice Cream and Cafe Sunday night and again Monday afternoon, causing significant damage. And the Timberwolves and Trailblazers tip off the 2025 regular season tonight in Portland. Forward Nas Reed says he knows he must lead the Wolves' second unit.
Going through practice the last couple, like last two, 3 days, it made me really realize, like, all right, I got to really, like, become a vet. So, I mean, it's fun though. It's kind of becoming, you know, the teacher. I once was the student.
Reed was the NBA's sixth man of the year last year. Minnesota plays at the Lakers Friday night, and the home opener is Sunday against the Indiana Pacers. In other headlines, a Rally for Justice walkout at Moorhead High School today garnered over 100 students in support. Student and organizer Cherish Lee says this is to bring attention to gun violence and other social justice issues, both local and national.
Really proud of my peers for coming out, showing their voice. Really proud of people showing the signs off, interacting with others in a kindly, responsible, and respectful way.
It's unknown whether students who skipped class to participate will face any disciplinary action. Authorities have identified the man found in the Mississippi River Saturday as 30-year-old Abdi Shakur Abdi Fatah Ahmed of St. Cloud. Investigators say there were no signs of trauma and foul play is not suspected. The official cause and manner of death remain under investigation. Two men from Pelican Rapids are facing kidnapping, burglary, and robbery charges after a violent break-in over the weekend. Police responded to an apartment Sunday morning where victims say 3 to 4 men assaulted them over a stolen bottle of liquor. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Alberto Ramirez and 22-year-old Jose Blandon Rivera assaulted one man and kidnapped another. This is MNN.